Welcome to the Dr. Renee Sunday Show, where it's not too late to shine. We bring you transformative information for small business owners, entrepreneurial insight, wisdom, and secrets to aid you to be seen, be heard, and get paid, to catapult your life to more impact, success, and freedom. Now, please welcome your host, the platform builder herself, Dr. Renee Sunday.
I want to encourage you that no matter what you're going through, what you have been through, or what it looks like, God has a master plan for your life, and He can turn your worst days into your best days. He will give you beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. God will move you from pain to purpose, so you be encouraged on today. From pain to purpose. Been through some tough times, but now.
I'm going from there. been through the fire, been to the mountain, walked through the flood, but through it all, I'm standing stronger,
and God was there all along.
Been through the valley, been through the fire, been to the mountain, walked through the flood, but through it all, I'm standing stronger.
I'm going through day to purpose. Oh, day to purpose. I'm going from
a good day, afternoon, depending on what it is, right? I know, just take a deep breath, okay? Just food for, I know. Life, right? It's a life, it's a journey we call life. That's what we say, right? Oh, Lord, just take a deep breath. It's okay. You still have greatness. You still have great things inside of you. We just got to, you know what I always say, don't stop, get it, right? We want to welcome you guys to the show. We want to, first of all, thank you so much for hanging out and downloading us on iTunes, checking us out on YouTube, being on our website, ReneeSunday.com, and supporting us on social media as well. Thank you, because we believe in you as well, because all of us have things that we got to do, okay? And it does take the whole village. You know, I tell you, it does. But I don't want, you know, I can go in and start talking, right? But we have a powerhouse with us. We have Miss Melinda Michelle. You know, I love when we circle back, right? She's actually been an amazing guest on our platform before, and we just appreciate her. You know, she is a world changer. I mean, that's just, you know, her nickname, okay? That's her nickname, okay? But she's an author, she's a writer, she's a novelist. She just, her presence, if you get on the phone with her, just get ready, okay, that she's going to change your life. And of course, I'm only tipping the iceberg on the amazing things that she does. But I like when she says it, because I remember that she's going to say something that you better have your pen and paper. Now, of course, you're driving, okay, you know, wait on the replay, okay? But we want to welcome the world changer herself, Ms. Melinda Michelle, to the Dr. Renee Sunday Show. Are you there?
I'm here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart. So let's get into it. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and the amazing things that's going on in your life.
Okay, well, I know that everybody is overwhelmed with 2020, but like you said, God is still in control and there is still greatness moving and great things happening. The quarantine has given me plenty of time to write and prepare for different things. I'm an author, a Christian fiction author. I do have some nonfiction works as well, and my signature subject is spiritual warfare. I have a series called The Chronicles of Warfare. It is 10 books and counting right now. I released my 20th book last year, so I'm super excited about that. I've been doing it for about 8 years, and last year I launched my first spiritual warfare conference, because tackling that subject matter, I've gotten a lot of questions, a lot of inboxes, a lot of emails and stuff like that, and something God had been nudging me to do, which I reluctantly agreed, but you know, obedience sometimes is a struggle. And so this year I am getting excited and ready for my second conference, which is going to be October 2nd through the 3rd. So I have been using this quarantine time wisely to prepare and write and just move further in the purpose that God created me to do. Peace isn't always the absence of chaos, but just sanity in the middle of chaos. So I got to thank God for that.
Now that's powerful, what you just said with that. Let's go back a little bit, because you said some powerful things in regards that you have taken that, you know, doing all the stuff that we're going through right now, but have to time to rest and to be able to write. Tell us about, because, you know, so many people, we know everyone has a story, but mm-hmm. you do fiction and nonfiction. You hear me, ladies and gentlemen? She do both. How do you, and I don't like saying the word balance, but how do you decide when you're writing or before you start writing, which kind of, you know, what side you're going to be on, fiction or nonfiction? And how do you, your journey of writing, this is so interesting.
Okay, so my journey started because I was hanging out with a group of my friends. We used to have Sunday dinner all the time, and they're idiots. One Sunday, we was just acting a complete mess, and I was laughing so hard. I was like, y'all are idiots. I'm going to write a book about y'all. And one day, just randomly after I put that in the atmosphere, I said that I was going to write a book about, based off the personalities that were in that room and the assignments that God had given each person. And sometime later, within a week's time, I wrote like 6 chapters. I had no idea who these people were, what they were doing, what they were going through, and why they were doing whatever I wrote. And I gave it to some people to read, and they was like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? I'm like, I don't know. I was just playing. And so I went back and forth for about 2 years working on it, just because I'm a type of person, if I start something, I want to complete it. I very rarely leave stuff undone. And so it was just that. And I remember the guy I was dating at the time, we had a really big fight. And I have to tell any writer out there, whatever, if you have a good emotional experience, be it good or bad, channel those emotions into writing. That's some of my best writing, when I'm highly emotional. And so we had a big fight, and I got home, and I was just mad. And so I wrote to clear my mind, and I finished the book. And when I finished the book, I was so excited, had no intention of doing nothing with it, just wanted to accomplish something. And I heard God say, now that you've done what you wanted to do, let me show you what I want to do. I was like, huh? Wait, what? And that's when he gave me the insight to go back and add the angels and demons. And from that point on, it turned into a series. I wrote it as fiction because I love fiction, and I honestly, as a Christian trying to move from, you know, you want to keep your spirit as pure as possible, so I was trying to move away from secular reading, but honestly, I couldn't find any Christian novel that gave me the same emotional rush, emotional connection, all the plot twists and turns. Like, they were kind of boring, so I wanted to write the story I wanted to read, and God birthed the series after that, so that's how the fiction came about. Now, the nonfiction stuff, that is me throwing a temper tantrum and God making me tell something in my life that I don't want to share with the world. So that is not my choice. That is me being obedient. I think one of the hardest ones for me to write was, I have one called, it's a fasting prayer journal. It's called Misery Loves Company, How to Break the Strongholds from Sexual Relationships. And God took me back to a time 10 years ago when I was really struggling with some issues, and how he sent me on this 40-day fast and the journey that it took me through to get rid of all of that toxic stuff that I had allowed in my life. And I kicked and moaned. And I remember when I wrote it, my mom and dad, you know, they supported all of my work. And I told my daddy, I said, you can buy the book, but I don't want you to read this book. He was like, oh, okay. So the nonfiction is more so me being obedient or teaching, because each time I have a conference, I write a handbook that is specific for that conference. So that's how the nonfiction came about. But I journeyed into fiction because I wanted to read the stories that I didn't see that had characters that looked like me.
That's good. I like you said that. That's amazing. Oh, Lord, you're right. I did that even with my very first book. My brother passed away, and I used to say my therapy, yes, was mm-hmm. writing. And I didn't even know I had the gift of writing. I had no idea. But when, unfortunately, you know, when I went through that, that was birth, and you see, you know, many books later where we are. So, ladies and gentlemen, I know pain to purpose. I know. But we have to go through it, because everyone has that journey, right?
That's the truth. I didn't know I had that gift either. I wrote at work. Okay. I wrote policies and procedures and stuff like that, but I had never wrote creatively before God sent me down that path.
You know, you said something that was so powerful, and I know our conversation is just full circle, but I want to tap into this because you said something so amazing and seem like you have ownership of this. So, and I know there's a lot of people that go through this, so I want to talk to you a little bit about, you say that you are a finisher, and one thing about you is you like to finish a task. Talk about that a little bit, because a lot of people will start it. We're very creative to come up with it, very creative of maybe writing it down or not, or even getting help to do it, but just finishing it. I mean, uploading the book on Amazon, having the event, having you finishing school. Talk about that a little bit, because I think sometimes we just need more information about that of we can do it.
I may have to unpack that particular part of me, because I don't know necessarily where that came from, but when it comes to doing things for God, my late pastor, Reverend Cyrus Fells Flanagan, he always said that you do it with a spirit of excellence. And to me, finishing is part of that spirit of excellence. My mother definitely raised us in a home where we were taught to obey the voice of the Lord. So I can't speak to that from my personal life, other than I don't like wasted time. So if I put energy into it, then I'm gonna finish it. But when it came to my assignments from God, as I've journeyed through this walk, this purpose, I very clearly understand that obedience is protection. And so when God gives me an assignment, I want to make sure that I complete it, because there's a reason he gave it to me. And as I, with every book that I release, I'm definitely rewarded with individuals reaching out and saying, oh, I needed to hear this. This is my testimony. Thank you for talking about this, different things like that. So that reaffirms the assignment that God has on you. And so when you're doing an assignment for God, you have to understand there is automatically going to be opposition. There's going to be spiritual warfare attacking you. And a lot of times people don't realize that it's spiritual warfare versus just distractions in life. Like, it's strategic to keep you from doing what it is that God told you to do. One, to deliver other people, and two, to release a new level of access in your life, spiritually growing your blessings, you know, spiritual promotion, all of those type of things. So, sometimes it's hard, but what I recommend is being a offensive warrior versus a defensive warrior. Like, you don't wait for the attack to come to kind of pray your way out of it. But when you know you're on an assignment, when you know you have something to do, then you preempt it by praying ahead of time or fasting ahead of time or whatever it is, the weapon that you use to in your spiritual life. And I think that's the best advice I can give, just knowing that the opposition is going to come when you're on assignment from the Lord, and being proactive in putting up that safeguard, and then recognizing when something is a distraction. And when you get it, sometimes we get in those little funks and you just don't want to do anything. You don't know where that heaviness comes from. You don't know where that ugh feeling comes from. But, you know, the Bible tells us to lift a spirit of heaviness, put on a garment of praise. Sometimes we have to worship our way out of those little pitfalls and stuff so that we can get back on task. And we don't want to miss our appointment with destiny because we're distracted or we let Satan win, you know. So that's my advice on that, just that obedience is better than sacrifice, and the safest place to be is in the will of God. So let that be your motivation.
Oh, you're doing a great job on that. You really did a great job on that. That's good. That's good. That's actually putting it in a whole nother. So you know, I think George Meyer saying, "What about me?" But it's not about you. So that, yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah.
But Lord have mercy. That's good. That you did that. You said, "Oh, I don't know." What are you, because you have so much to give. I mean, you've done so many publications. What do you kind of see yourself going from where you are now? You mentioned that you're in the process of planning an amazing event. So let us know what's going on.
Well, honestly, it's all, you know, it's like God gives you these plot twists in your life. You say yes to one assignment and he brings all this other stuff. And where my passion for speaking and talking to people came was early in the Chronicles of Warfare series, one of my readers was a minister at a prison, and she took the books there. And the group that she talked to fell in love with them, and they asked me to come and speak at their creative writing class. And that was new. I was like, really, God? We doing spiritual warfare books, Christian fiction in a prison? But okay, this is what you want to do. And after I came, the ladies were very gracious and amazing, and they ended up starting a book club for me in the prison. I'm like, really, God? This is what we're doing?
Wow.
Okay. All right, if you say so, okay. And so I would come and meet with them every time I released a book. I would send copies to their library and stuff, and they got to talking and asking me questions. And, of course, them being incarcerated, them, you know, spiritual warfare kind of opened up their eyes to the path that led them to where it was and the assignments on their life. And some of them had amazing testimonies and different things. Like I have some people from Caribbean islands who said that, you know, they discovered that they were given over to Satan as a child, and just different stuff plagued them all their lives. And I was really able to kind of shed some light for them and teach them how to use their spiritual weapons. If we wrestle not against flesh and blood, what are we fighting against? So that birthed my speaking. I loved it. I loved teaching. And then, like I said, people always asked me, they would ask me questions and stuff. And I had a lady, the first conversation I had with her, she was like, we were talking about spiritual warfare, and she said, you know, you need to do a conference. You need to have a conference. You need to teach people this. And I looked at her, ma'am, I do not know you. What you're not going to do is give me an assignment. I was like, are you kidding me? And so, like, a conference, you know, all the drama that I go through to write a book, you want me to plan a conference? That's crazy. And so I had another young lady. She was like, why don't you just teach this? I keep coming back to you for information. If you just teach it. And I was like, okay, God, I'm going to be obedient. And as soon as I started the journey to get ready to plan this first conference, my dad passed suddenly on Mother's Day from a heart attack. I was like, you. And you know what? God is like, life goes on. Like, I need you to do what I told you to do. So that was a very, like, defining moment for me in being obedient and finishing the assignment. And so I went from there. I got, you know, my girls together, my team, and God worked it out. I did, it was the first conference called Spiritual Warfare, Basic Training, Spiritual Warfare 101. And I really enjoyed it. And so before I even had the first conference, God gave me the title for the second conference, which was Waging War. And I was like, really, God, you're not even going to let me finish the first assignment before you give me another one, but okay. And I was really excited about this year's conference, but then 2020 happened. And, huh, what? You want me to do who now? What? God, you tripping. But, okay. Okay, so we're going to do it virtually. And I'm very excited about it. This one is called Waging War. It is teaching Christians how to engage in warfare, what they're actually fighting against, the different the principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness, and the spiritual wickedness in high places, kind of breaking those down. What does that mean? What are we looking for? There is a session called For God I Live, For God I Die, Kingdom versus Culture. There is another session called Watching for Witchcraft, and then there is another main session called Soul Work, Waging War on Our Sinful Nature. And there are four breakout sessions: prayer, praise, unqualified to minister, and the other one is, oh, strategic fasting. So I'm super excited about it. My team is working on the virtual stuff right now. And so that's kind of where I see myself going, teaching the body of Christ how to weaponize their armor of God, how to, you know, use the weapons that God has given us, identify the weapons that God has given us, and also identify the opposition that we have, why it's there, and how to defeat it. So that's what I'm passionate about, and that's where I see myself going. But, you know, God is the king of plot twists, so there's no telling what else he's going to come up with. But right now, that's where I see myself going.
Oh, that's powerful, because we need to know that, because, you know, as my journey goes on, ladies and gentlemen, I have realized that warfare is very strategic. It's very strategic, mm-hmm. and it's something mm-hmm. that the devil and his family and all that, they know it will bother you. It's not going to come with something that ain't going to bother you. It's going to be something that's very sensitive, something that you know that you've done in the past, or something that you expiring in your heart. And it's very strategic. It's very subtle. Sometimes it's so subtle that you can miss it. Like you said, then you're going to teach us how we can recognize it, because sometimes people don't even recognize. Oh, let me tell you, I'll be transparent. I had a session with a seasoned apostle and prophet, and he said, I don't sense any, you know, demonic or anything like that. And I'm like, oh, really? Because I wanted to get it out of me if I did, you know. And mm-hmm. other thing he did tell me is to make sure that, and that's why I brought that up earlier. I was kind of being in my own backyard a little bit. Is make sure I continue to be a finisher. Mm. And as I have talked to a lot of people, it's not the creativity, it's not the knowing to do what God said, it's finishing it. They, you know what I'm saying? I'm grateful for my team, yes. because usually when I get the vision and write it out, you know, I my team kind of implemented very well. But that's one thing he told me that's knocking at the door, that I got to be careful, very careful, and not let that get a portal is not being a finisher. And I'm like, woo, I'm glad you said that. My antenna is up now, you know what I'm saying, to be more yeah. vigilant of that and learn how to delegate and delegate well, okay? So,
yes,
so,
honey.
So I commend you, and everybody needs to sign up for that. You know, Berkeley is not a limit, ladies and gentlemen, so you can be a part of what Melinda Michelle is doing. I know I'm going to be there. Yes, I need to sign on up, okay? But I don't need it. Me and you can talk all day and night, Lord Jesus. But tell us if any last-minute things you want to chat about, and then, of course, please tell us how we can, you know, get your products and services and how we can support you on social media as well.
Okay. My ending advice would just be to, as a person who studies spiritual warfare and has been a spiritual warfare strategist, I have also, you know, people come to me and I will do individualized warfare strategies for them if they're dealing with something specific. And so people have a hunger for the spiritual realm, and sometimes we tap into mm-hmm. parts that are not of God, and that gets very dangerous. Mm-hmm. But the world is on fire right now, and I think the spiritual world is very active. And I think this is a time to really, if you're a Christian, to really, really step back from the emotions, step back from the crazy, and ask God, what is he doing, and what is he doing in your life? What is your assignment? Because I feel like if 2020 goes by and we're so caught up in what's going on that we don't take the time to sit quiet and sit still with God to know what he's trying to do in our lives in this season, we're going to miss some great, great breakthrough. So that is my advice to Christians out there, to really take the time to take a step back and say, you know what, it's a lot of distractions going on. Lord, what are you doing, and what should I be doing in my life? And I think that it's going to be a blessing if you're obedient to the Spirit during this very, very interesting season. So the way to contact me is my website is melindamichelle21.com. There's two L's in Michelle. You could register for the conference. You could see my different publications. And right now the first two books in the Warfare series are only 99 cents on ebook on Amazon. You can find me on Facebook, on Melinda Michelle, Instagram, The Melinda Michelle, and Twitter, Melinda Michelle.
Wow. Well, first of all, we want to just thank you so much for being in your purpose. And then, secondly, thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedule, being here with us on the Dr. Renee Sunday show. If you have any, you know, anything we can help you with, please, please don't hesitate to contact us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I definitely enjoyed it.
Yes. Oh, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, she's got some powerhouse. Now, sign up for that conference night, okay? Okay. Please, I know I'm in the house, okay? Because you need to know, if you don't have awareness of what's going on, you don't know how to defeat it. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, it's subtle. Amen, okay? Now, you know I love you. I'm glad you love me. But if you want to be a guest here on the Dr. Renee Sunday podcast, you know what to do. Go to the website, reneesunday.com, or you can DM us on any of the social media platforms. If you want information about being in our magazine, you know, we have the Good Deeds magazine, we have the Caregiver magazine, and then we also have the magazine that's representing the people. We coming to your state. It's that strategic how we're going to do it. You know, Georgia, Alabama, and we're going to keep on going. You know, Florida, we're going to keep going, okay? So we actually have that because it's a voice for the people. So people, if, you know, somebody may be in California that has the services and you don't even know about it. So that's what we're going to try to, we're expanding the gap for that, okay? So check out our website or social media for more information about that. Also, our nonprofit organization, you know, we take care of the insecurities that we take for granted. You know, food, clothing, and shelter, and we do have scholarships as well. That's at thesundayfoundation.org. We want you to know that you do have a calling. You do have a reason you were born. You're not a mistake. No matter what you said to yourself, no matter what somebody has said or done to you in the past, you're not a mistake. We got to do three things. We got to believe, we got to trust, and we got to walk it out. You know the rest, right? We got to don't stop, get it. And what are we getting? We're getting our purpose, and we're getting our purpose now. You know we got to be seen, be heard, and get paid, right? But I love you so. I love you so. And thank you so much for joining us for this session on the Dr. Renee Sunday Show podcast. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.